Greetings, this is News and a View from the Gunflint Trail. It seems the rush of 2020 has not diminished from that of 2019. 1/12 is into the book, and month 2 is a week old. By weekend's closing, the Ojibwe full sucker moon will have reached the pinnacle as winter meanders along in border country. Speaking of winter, local woodchucks slumbered right through Groundhog Day and likely only dreamed of coming out to see if a shadow was cast. Further, the season looks to be one day longer than usual, with this being leap year. While seasonal calendar settings don't usually reconcile with what's really happening in this neck of the woods, we can look forward to more than another 6 weeks. As an example of seasonal twists and turns, last weekend looked to be reasonably calm with moderate temps. In fact, the local forecast called for mostly cloudy. To show atmospheric prognostication is not a pure science, the upper trail awoke Sunday morning to a new 6-inch blanket of mostly cloudy in the Wildersmith neighborhood, with the likelihood of even more along the trail snow zones. In fairness to those who make a living predicting those percentage chances of this or that, I can predict a 100% chance the elements of Mother Nature's realm are in charge, with meteorologists just watching and hoping like the rest of us. As I mentioned, the area being under a siege of warmer than usual temps, a look back at the first few days of February 2019 found the readings along the Mile of Pine were an actual teeth-chattering minus 35 to 40. Here we are, 365 days later, with the mercury hovering near the freezing mark at the time of this scribing last Sunday. Easy math totals a near 70-degree swing. What a difference a year can make. At the same time we Gunflint folk are looking at extended cold season days ahead, there seems to be some spring-like rumblings going on in the bowels of Mother Earth. It seems those jaw-jarring dips in any number of culvert locations along the trail are growing more conspicuous earlier than expected. If regular trail travelers haven't already found out the hard way, a word to the wise: beware, those asphalt undulations are about to test every connection in your vehicle. The fluffy dropping of last weekend, coupled with a visit from Jack Frost, has had our wild country in splendid white lace attire. Mr. Frost was around for several days doing his version of plein air hoarfrost creations. The actual exhibit found a new touch of crystal being added each day, before snow puffs were piled back on each and every forest extremity. I must say, Jack's effort this time around was an exhibit of best in show. There was a howling in the woods last Saturday, and it wasn't from the local wolf pack. An unusual sunny Gunflint winter day found the annual running of the Cook County Ridgewiders Snowmobile Club Fun Run. Sledders were a blur as they sped by the Smith shoreline, taking advantage of wide open spaces on the Gunflint Lake to burn the cobs out. Hope everyone had a good day and returned to the start safely. The club's next event will be their drag races beginning at noon, Saturday the 15th, on Hungry Jack Lake. Check their website for more details. In closing, I predict there's a 100% chance love will be in the air next weekend. It's a time of bouquets, hearts, and chocolates. Be ready to honor your Valentine. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, with wilderness surprises always in the making.